You're holding Mishnayis Menachis, Perek Tes. Last table just ended off the Mishnah Gimel. Again, the end of Mishnah Gimel again was talking about how many lugs you need for the Mincha. So again, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Shita was, Afilu Mincha Shal Shisha Misaroin, Ein Lo Ela Luga. Even if you have a big Mincha in one Kli that holds 60 different Isaroin of flour, still all you have to have is just one Lug of Shemin. That's the way he dashens. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Lemincha v'loy shemen. See, dashens means for a mincha never needs more than one lug of shemen. However, we do not hold the halacha like a blessed ben Yaakov. Now, shisha lapor, for a korban of a por, you have to bring six lugim for its mincha, which is the chatzehin. Our bol ayil, if you bring a ram, you have to have four lugim. Shloisha lakev, if you bring a lamb, you have to have three. And shloisha machta lemenorah, to light the menorah, you have to have 3.5 lugim of Shemin, because mechatzi loig b'chol ner, we had 7 nairs there, so each one had to have a chatzi loig. So together it's 3.5 lugim of Shemin. Mishnah Dalet, mi'arvin nichse elim b'nichse parim. Let's say the nechosim from a korban of an isle of a ram got mixed up with the nechosim of a korban of a par, or else nichse kvosim b'nichse kvosim. Let's say the nechosim from a kevis got mixed up with the kvosim, which in these cases they're both equal. Like the beginning of the mission again was Nichse Elim, which is two lugim for an Isarin, got mixed up with the Nichse of a par, it's also the same halacha. It's two lugim for an Isarin. Now another case is Nichse Kvosim but Nichse Kvosim, also the same thing. So every mincha for Keves is comes Isarin Silas with Shloisha Lugim Shemin. So therefore they get mixed up, you can still bring them. What about Shel Yochid b'Shel Tzibur v'Shel Yochid got mixed up with the Mincha b'Shel Tzibur, Shel Yoyim b'Shel Emosh? It's still kosher. Avol ein ma'orvin nichsei kvasim v'nichsei parim v'yelim. But you can't mix up the keves alem with the nechosim of a parim v'yelim because they're different shirim. Those are two lugim for nisarin, and by a keves it's three lugim for the nisarin. The imbolulam elu b'fnei atzman v'elu b'fnei atzman v'nisar v'ksherim. But let's say first you mixed up taka the shemen with the kevis with this flour by itself. You mixed up the nisachim for the kvosim by itself, and you mixed up the shemen with the flour for the parim by itself. So the minchas were kosher. Then if the nachas got mixed up, still it's kosher. But imar chalei bolul posel, if the flour got mixed up before you made the blila, before you put the shemen in, then it's possible, because you can't make up a kana here, because they have different shiurim. The flour of a keves needs 3 lugim of shemen, and the flour of the other ones, the par one, it needs 2. Ha keves ha boim oimer, the keves, the korban that they brought with the korban oimer that's brought on the second day of Pesach, afa pishe minchas kfula, even though it's minchas twice, lehoi nechas kfulim. But the nechasim, the nesachim was not twice. In other words, even though here the Silas itself was 2 Isarin, instead of having a regular one of 1 Isarin, here was 2, still the Shemin and the Yayin was the same. It was only Gimelugim Shemin and Gimelugim Yayin. Even though by regular one, even though there's only 1 Isarin of flour, you have to have Gimelugim and Gimelugim. But here, even though the Mincha was double the amount by the Omer, that you have to have 2 Isarinus, still the Shemin and the Yayin was the same thing. Just gimelugim for both. Mishnah Hey, Kol ha-midoy shehoyu ba-migdosh hoyu nigdoshes. All the measuring cups that they use in the migdosh was nigdoshes, means the measuring was if it overflew on top. Like if you have, let's say, you want to measure flour, you have a flour cup. So you can measure it by mochuk, means smooth it out on top. Or else godosh means no, you let it pile up even on top of the cup. Like you keep on flowing as much flour on top until it falls down to the sides. But there's like a pyramid on top. That's called nigdoshes. Chutz mishal kohen gadol, excluding the one of the kohen gadol, shoye goitcha l'toicha, they used to make the gedusha in the goitcha inside it, not going up on top. Which means mochuk, smoothing out. No, it was a bigger measuring cup, what they used for a kohen gadol. Midos halach, when they used to measure a liquid, it's beirutzehem kodesh. Beirutzehem means the overflow of it that goes on top of the kli is also kodesh. That means shemidas halach Mekadeshes was Mekadesh even the Birutzeim, even the foam that comes on top of it. Olmidas Hayovish, when you measured something with a dry measuring cup to measure dry stuff, then Birutzeim Choyol. The overflow, it flows on top, that's still called Choyol, that doesn't have Kedusha to it. Rabbi Kiva says, Midas Halach Kodesh. The measuring cup to measure liquid is Kodesh. Lefikach, therefore, Beretzeim Kodesh. Therefore, the overflow on top, the foam on top, also has Kedusha to it. But Midas HaYovesh Choyol, but the measuring cups that they used to measure off the flour, that didn't have Kedusha, it wasn't like a Klisharas, it was Choyol. Lefikach, therefore, he says, Beretzeim Choyol. The overflow on top is also Choyol. Rabbi Yossi says, Loi Mishum Zeh, that's not the reason. Ela Shehalach Nekor, V'hayoveish Enoi Nekor. Look, Rabbi Yossi is saying another reason why the Rutsayim, the overflow of the liquid, is Kaddish. He says because Nekor means, like when you have, let's say, the foam goes on top, what happens is it falls down into the Kli, and then it like overflows. So since it's Nekor means like it goes into the Kli, that's why it's Kaddish. But for Hayovish, if you have an overflow on top of dry flour, that's in a Nekor. Right? The top of the flour does not fall down back into the Kli. So therefore, since it never gets inside the Kli, that's why it's not Kaddish. Now, Mishnah Vav. The locker is Kol Korbonos HaTzibor V'Hayochid Tunim Nesachim. Any korban that you bring, whether it's a korban HaTzibor or korban HaYochid, you have to bring Nesachim. That means Minchas Nesachim. You have to bring a Mincha with the korban. Chutz ben habchor, only if you bring a korban habchor, v'ha meiser, the meiser, you have 10 new animals, the 10th one is meiser, v'ha petzach, a korban pesach, v'ha chattis, a korban chattis, v'oshem. That these things do not have to have a mincha with it. Ela shechatos, a shomatzera, v'ha shomai tunin nesachim. Only the mincha, only the chattis of a matzera and its oshem has to have nesachim with it. But other chattois and ashomis do not have Nesachim with them. And the Pshat is, because the Pasuk is Mashma, V'yathisim Ishal Hashem, Oiloi Zevach Lafala Neder on Yadava. That only Kabbonis that can be brought, the Teres and Neder on Yadava, they have to have Nesachim with it. You have to bring the Mincha and the Yayin with it. But these Kabbonis that are not brought, the Teres and Yadava, or Achatis, or Bechor, or Maisra, or Pesach, it's only a Chayiv, they do not have to have Nesachim with them. Mishnah Zayin. Kol Kabbonis HaTibur Ein Behem Smicha. Any korban tzibur do not have to have smicha, means that somebody puts his hands on top of the head of the korban. Chutz min ha'par aboa akol ha'mitzvus. Excluding the par that's brought, if Rav Klai Yisrael did a chet, did an avera, that luckily you have to bring a par aboa akol ha'mitzvus, so such a par is toyin smicha. The Sanhedrin has to make smicha. Now, v'soy ha'mishtalech, the same thing, the sword that they send away, la'azoz l'yom kippurim, it's also Toyin Smicha from the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Av Seirei Avodah Zarah. If you also bring a korban, a soyer, for the Chet of Avodah Zarah, also the same thing that the Tzibur, even though it's a korban at Tzibur here, still you have to have a Smicha. The Bezdum was Hira, and the Tzibur did the Chet of Avodah Zarah, that the Tzibur has to bring this korban, so it's Toyin Smicha. Kol korbanos hayochid do tunin smicha. Any korban that a private person brings, he has to have smicha. The owner has to put his hands on top of the korban. Chutz min habechor, excluding the korban bechor, via meiser, meiser beino, via pesach, via yerush seimich. Let's say you yashin your father's korban and you bring it, then the yerush, the son, he's like the owner now, he has to make a smicha. O mevi nesachim o mever, o meimer. A yerush could also bring nesachim for his father's korban, or then he's nothing of an Omer, or enough of a Bailam to make Tamura. If he says Zeh Tacha Zeh, he could also be Memer, he could also make Tamura on his father's korban. To Mishnah Ches, Hakil Samchim, whoever Taka brings his own korban, he has to make Samicha. Chutz Mecheresh Shaita V'Kotim. Unless he is a Cheresh Shaita V'Kotim, doesn't have Das, they don't have Das, so they don't have to make a Samicha. Now, Suma V'Nochri, V'yoeved v'yashaliach v'isha u'smicha shiore mitzvah. That a suma, blind person, or else a nochri, a goy, or eved v'yashaliach v'isha, In any one of these cases, if an eved brings a korban or a shliach, or an isha brings a korban, well, smicha shira mitzvah means the smicha by them is not makiv. They don't have to make the smicha. It's only if they want to, they could. If not, not. Now, al harosh, why was smicha b'shtei yadayim? Used to make the smicha on top of the head of the animal with their two hands. B'shtei yadayim. Over mokim she'soich min shechtim. The same place where they make the smicha on the head. That's what they used to make the shchita. The take of the smicha shchita, and right after the Bailam would make the smicha, that was the mitzvah to make a shchita. Now, when the Mishnah says of a mokim shesaimchim shechtim, it doesn't mean on the head, means the place where they make the shchita. It means in the Azorah, the same mokim in the Beis Hamikdash where you make the smicha, that's where you're supposed to make the shchita. Because the loch is the take of the smicha shchita. Right after the smicha, you have to make the shchita. Now Mishneh Tes, Chaymer b'smicha mibach tenufa. There's a more chumra dik halacha about making smicha than over tenufa when the Bailam has to pick up the korban or the mincha. Over tenufa sheva smicha, and sometimes tenufa is more chumra than smicha. She'echad meinef l'chol achaberim. One person can make a tenufa of everybody. Like if a few people got together to bring the korban b'shutfis, so one person makes the tenufa for everybody. But they have a few shutfim in the korban. You can't have one person to make smicha for everybody. But rather everybody has to make his own smicha. There's a churman tenufa also. Sha'atnufa on the heges bekabonas ha'yochin or bekabonas ha'tzibur. A korban yochid, a korban tzibur, you have to make tenufa, you have to pick it up. Ba'chayim u'vashchutim, when the animal's alive, or even after shchita. Doesn't apply by smicha. Ain't baruach chayim means, let's say the mincha soimer or mincha sasoite or lach metoy de benozir. By mincha also sometimes you have to make a tenufa. The Bailam has to pick it up. Mashenkin by smicha, there's no smicha by a mincha. Smicha putting your hand is only on top of a korban and not on a dover shein baruach chayim.
Your perek yud. First Mishnah, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Rabbi Yishmael says, Ho'imer ho'yobo ba'Shabbos, that the minchas ho'imer that's brought on the second day of Pesach is doicha Shabbos. That means if the second day of Pesach comes out on Shabbos, still they brought the Omer. How did they bring the Omer on Shabbos? Misholos soyim. They used to first gather, cut off three saws worth of solus, three saws worth of barley. And from this, they would sift it down until you finally get one pure Isarim. Ubachol, let's say the second day of Pesach, Shisha Asa Benisan comes out on the weekday, then Nechomish. Then they would cut down five soyim of a barley, and from that they would sift it down until they finally get a pure Isarim. See, also on Shabbos, they did a little bit less than the weekday, in order to try and be Mamayat on the Chilul of Shabbos. However, the Chomimim, the Chomim say, Echad b'Shabbos v'echad b'Achol mishalosh hayibo. Even on the weekday, they only had to start off with three saws worth of barley, and from that they would start to sift it down until they get a pure isarin worth of the fresh, the chadish tikka barley. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kana Meimer, he used to say, b'Shabbos, if Shishos to the 16th day of Nisan, the second day of Pesach, comes out on Shabbos, v'yeniksar b'yochid. Like we said, even though it's doicha Shabbos, you're allowed to do things for this minchas oimer, it has a lach like a korban tzibur, that's doicha Shabbos, it's a zman kavua. But when you did it on Shabbos, you used to cut it down, one person used to go down to cut down the barley. Over magal achas, he would only use one knife to cut the barley. Over kupa achas, he would put the barley into one basket. Uvachol, what about if the 16th day came out in the weekday? Then b'shloisha, there would be three people there cutting it down. Or b'shloish shakupas, they would have three different baskets. Or b'sholosh magolis, there would be three different knives to cut it down with. And the pshat is because there's an inyan to do it. Barabim as the person mitzvah. Everybody should know they're oisik now in the mitzvah of ktsiras ha'ima. The chum say though that echad b'shabbos v'echad b'chol, it doesn't make a difference. Even if the 16th day of Nisan comes out on Shabbos, still b'shloisha, we would have three people cutting down the barley. Over Shlosh Kupas, they would use three baskets. Over Shlosh Magolas, and they would use three different knives. In other words, the Chum hold, because of this inyan of Pirsum HaMitzvah,
You could even do this on Shabbos also. Mishnah Beis. Mitzvah Soimer Lova Minakorv. You're supposed to bring the Oimer, the wheat, from the barley, from a place Korv to Yerushalayim. Loi Bicher HaKorv Yerushalayim. Let's say all the wheat near Yerushalayim did not become ripe yet. It's not finished being ripe. Then Mevi'en Oisem Mikomokim. Then you're allowed to bring it from any place. As long as it comes from Eretz Yisrael, they could bring the new barley to be used for the Mincha Soima. Maise Shebo Migagois Trifim. Once happened, they brought the barley from this place called Gagois Trifim. And Ushte Halecha Mibikas Ayin Seicher. And it once happened, they had to bring the wheat for the Shtei Halechem that's brought on Shruis from this place called Mibikas Ayin Seicher. In other words, it once happened that they could not bring from Yerushalayim itself. The Gemara says, because there was the middle of a Mechoma there, then they couldn't get from Yerushalayim, so the Taka took the barley or the wheat from places outside Yerushalayim. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Ketzad Hoyoysin. How did they do the Ksira Seima? How did they cut down the barley for the Yoyma? So, Shluchei Bezdin Yoytzin Erev Yomtif. The Shluchim, the messengers of Bezdin, used to go out on Erev Pesach, Erev Yom Tov. The Yoysin Oysoi Kirichois B'Mechub L'Karka. They used to go down to the field where the barley is growing, that they're going to cut it down on the 16th day. In other words, really on Moitzoi Yom Tov, Moitzoi, the first day Yom Tov of Pesach, that's when the mitzvah is to cut down the Yoyma. But they used to go check it out on Erev Yom Tov, and they would tie it up. Oysin Kirichois, they would tie up the top of the barley when it was still attached to the ground. Kidei shiyehe noyach liksar. In order that when they're going to come back again on Moitzoi Yom Tov of Pesach, the first day of Pesach, they're going to be able to cut it down easily. If it's already tied, the top of the stalks are tied together, it's very easy to cut it down on the bottom. So they made it easy that we're going to cut, when it will become Moitzoi Yom Tov, it will be easy to cut it down. Now, v'chol ha-yoris ha-smuchas l'shom, mischansas l'shom. All the cities that were around this place where they're going to cut down the Oymer from used to gather there. Kideshi he niktab the Eise Godol, in order that at the time when they are cutting down the Oymer, the barley for the Oymer, there should be a lot of people around there. And we'll soon see why we needed so many people, why there was such a big inyan to have a piercing b'shas this mitzvah. Now, Chevon Shech HaShecho, as soon as it became evening, as soon as it became the end of the first day of Pesach, they would say to them, in other words, one would say to the other, the people that are going to go to cut it down, Bo HaShemesh, did the sun set, like is it after Shki already? They would answer back, yes. And again, they would ask, Bo HaShemesh, did the sun go down already? They would say yes. And we'll soon see this happen three times. Then they would say, Magalzu, like should I cut down with this knife? They would say yes. Again, Magalzu, should I use this knife? Oymrim Hain, they said yes. Kupazu, should we use this basket to put it into? Oymrim Hain, they said yes. Again, they asked, Kupazu, should we use this basket? Oymrim Hain, they said yes. Now, by Shabbos, let's say the 16th day is Shabbos, so this is Friday night now. Oymrim Hain, they would say, Shabbazu, today is Shabbos, like should we still, today is Shabbos? Oymrim Hain, they said yes. Again, they asked, Shabbazu is today Shabbos? Oymrim Hain, yes. Then they would ask, Ektzar, should we still cut down today? Vehem Oymrim Loi, and they would say, Ktzar, cut. Again, he would ask, Ektzar, should we cut down today on Shabbos to the barley? Oymrim Heim Loi Ktzar. Vehem Oymrim Loi, they would say back to him, Ktzar, yes. Now, the Mishnah explains clearly that Shloisha Pomim Akol Dover V'Dover. They would ask every question three times. Vehem Oymrim Loi, Hein, and they would say back to him, yes, yes, yes. Now the Mishnah explains, Kol Koch Lama, how come there were so many questions involved here, and how come you had to have so many people involved here, Bishastik Ktira Soimer. So the Mishnah says, Mefnei HaBai Soisim, in order to tell the Bai Soisim like that they are wrong. The Bai Soisim, these were people that were Koifer the Terah Shabbater, they did not believe the way we dashed the Terah Shabbater, but rather they only went the way it says in the Terah Shabbat. Shoyoimim, because they used to say, Ein Ketzira Soimer b'Moitzoi Yomtiv, that the mitzvah is not to cut down the Yomer on the second day of Pesach, Moitzoi Yomtiv Rishon, rather the Pesach says, Mimokras HaShabbos, so they would always wait until the first Moitzoi Shabbos after the first day of Pesach. They dash him in Mokras HaShabbos, that's the day to bring the Yoma. And we hold not like that. We hold a Shabbos here, Mimokras HaShabbos means the Moitzoi of the first day Yom Tov of Pesach. Therefore, in order to prove and to show everybody that they are wrong, there's this mitzvah to do this mitzvah, Tziras Oimerim, prepare some in front of a lot of people that everybody should know that by Saisim are wrong.
Mishnah Dalet. Kitzaruhu, say after they cut down the barley, the stalks for the Oimer, Unasanuhu Bakupas, they put it into the baskets. And the basket have Yuli Azor. Then they brought it into the Azor, that's the Chotzer of the Beis Hamikdash, and over there, Hoyu Mahavavin Oisibor. They used to like scorch it, like let fire go around it. Kedei Lekayim Bo Mitzvahs Koli. In order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Koli, like the Pasuk says, Oviv Kolu Beish. It means first you have to like roast it a little bit in fire. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. That when it was still in the stalks, that's when they used to like roast it, let the fire go over it a little bit. V'chomim Omrim, the Chomim say though, Ba'akonim no, used to take Kanim reeds, over Klochois, and with stalks, they would first hit the stalks of barley. In other words, they didn't use the regular sticks to hit it with, in order not to crush it. But they used to hit the stalks when it was still wet, in order that the kernels of barley should fall out. Now the kernels of barley, nesanu la'abuv, they put it into this kli called an abuv. The abuv hoya menukah was a holy kli. To the type like of a basket to put it into. Kidei Shea or Sherlet Bakulai. Because they hold, when did you first scorch it? In the kind of loch of Kli, that's the of a Kli Eish, that's of a Kolu Beish, that's only after they made it into kernels. So now when they had it in kernels, now with this Kli the Ovov, they would scorch it over fire. Then Chitachu Bi Azara, they would throw it out on the floor of the Azara. We are Vaharuach Manashevas Boy, and the wind would come and blow on it, in order to dry off its wet. Then, Osanu Berechaim Shagarosis, they would put it into the grinder that used to grind the big beans, Grosais, which ground it pretty thick like. Then, Vaitziyu from this, Mimenu Isaron, they took out an Isaron, Shumenupa Mishlesh Esrei Nofot, like we learned before, that this flour was sieved in 13 different sieves. Fihashor, the leftover flour though, what do they do with that? Nifta, that they were poida. Like it had kedusha to it, and the leftover after the isarin, there would be poiderit. And therefore, v'necha l'choladim, whoever wanted to buy it to be poiderit has a right to eat it. V'chayiv b'chala, the aloch of that flour is, you have a chiyuv to take off chala, because the chiyuv of chala is first chal b'shas gilgul, when you make a dough, you put the water into the flour, and at that time it was already nifta, it's not kodush, so it's chayiv b'chala, but upotim in a maisreis. Maisos Yepota from this leftover barley of the Yoyna, because the Chiyuv Maisros gold comes Bishas Pri, Bishas you make it into a pile. At that time it was still Kaddish, therefore it's Potem in a Maisros. However, Rabbi Akiva, Mechayiv the Chal of the Maisros. Rabbi Akiva says no, that this leftover flour is Chayiv both in Chala and in Maisros. Because he learns, Betchilu they're only Makdishit, the exact amount that they need. So the leftover now really had never had Kedusha on it. Now the mafreya. So therefore, it's chal the maisers. Bolo l'isaron. Then they would finally take this isaron's worth, an iser tenth of an ephah of this barley flour. V'nosan shamnoi ulevaynosoi. They would put inside it the oil that the mitzvah was, and they put inside it the levayna. Yotzak. Then they would pour the shemen over again. Ubolo. They would mix it up. Hainif. They would do the mitzvah tenufa of picking it up. The higush. They would bring it towards the mizbeach. Mitzvah Sagosha, then V'komatz, the kohen would make a kemitzah, take a handful out of it, V'hikter, and he would burn on top of the Mizbeach this kemitzah worth of the flour, V'hashor, the leftover flour of the Minchas Oimer, was Nechal HaKohanim, the Kohanim had a right to eat it. Mishnehei, Mishakorav Oimer, after they brought the Korban Oimer, right after the Makrovit, Yoitzen, they would go out, U'moitzien, Shuku Yushlaim, Shumole, Kemach V'koli. They would find all the streets in Yerushalayim that had already their flour that was colored, that was like roasted already. In other words, from the new chodesh, from the new crop. And this was Shaloi B'Rotzei Chachamim.
The Chum did not like this. They did not give the heter to do this because they're afraid it comes out now that people cut it down. They cut down the chodesh, the new tfua, before they brought the korban omer. In order that the streets would be filled of it, it had to be that they cut it down before. So Chum were afraid because the lachar is chodesh. You're not allowed to eat the new tfua, the new wheat that grew that year, before you brought the korban omer. So if the Klai Yisrael would go and cut down the new tfua, whether it's wheat or barley, the Chum were afraid maybe they'd come to eat it. Therefore, the Chum did not like that. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir says. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, B'ritzayin Chacham Ha'yoysin. No, the Chum said it's okay. We don't care if they cut down the new tfua before the Yomer. Because the Chum were not afraid that a person would come to eat it. Because everybody knows the Yisra of Chodesh, that the new tfua that's grown in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat it until you brought the Korban Yomer. Therefore, we're not afraid if people would come to cut down the new wheat. But the halacha is though, once they brought the korban omer, the smincha, hutar ha-chodesh miyad. Right away, you're allowed to eat any new wheat, any new crop that was grown. Chodesh applies to the five minim, barley, wheat, kusim and shibarlisho, oats, rye, and spelt. So the halacha is, as soon as you brought the korban omer, right away it's smut to eat from this new chodesh. Now, Baruchaykim, the people that are far away from Yerushalayim, Mutarim and Chatzai Sayyim al-Halan. They were only muted to start eating the Chodosh from Chatzai Sayyim. In other words, they did not know exactly when they brought the Korban Omer of that day, but for sure it was brought before Chatzai. So therefore, from Chatzai, midday of the 16th day of Nisan, they had a right to start eating their Chodosh. But this is only Bizman we had the Beis Hamikdash, when they brought the Korban Omer. What about Mishachorav Beis Hamikdash? After the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, then Hiskin Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai Amar Takana Sheyayim Haneif Kulo Yosar. He said, like now, the whole 16th day of Nisan is still also Tita Chodesh. You have to wait until after Moitzoi, the second day of Pesach. On this Mashma Soni Takana, Midiraisa would be Mutar, it's only Midrabonin. On this Omer Rabbi Yudah says no. The Yaloi Minateru also, Midi Reiser it's also, this man you don't have the Korban Omer. Shenem the Apostle says, Ad Etzem Hayyim Azeh, that you have to wait till the end of the whole day of the 16th day. So it comes out that when they have the Korban Omer, this man the Beis Hamikdash, true that everybody agrees when you bring the Korban Omer, that's when it's Mutter. But this man like now, when we don't have the Korban Omer, then you have to wait till the end of the 16th day, Midi Reiser. Now the Mishnah explains, how come the halacha was bizman they had the Beis Hamikdash, that the people living far away from Yerushalayim, they have to wait until Chatzai Sayyim, or when it comes Chatzai Sayyim, then they're allowed to eat the new Chodesh? Because they know for sure, that the Bezdim means the Kahanim that work in the Beis Hamikdash, they're not lazy, and for sure by Chatzai Sayyim, they already brought the Korban Omer. That's why from then on they're allowed to start eating the Chodesh, from the new crop. Mishnah Vav, Ho'imer Ho'yumata Ba'Medina. The Omer, as soon as they brought the Omer on the 16th day of Nisan, it's Matana B'Medina, means outside the Beis Hamikdash. For a private person to eat from his wheat, he's allowed to eat the new wheat that grew that year. U'shtei HaLechem Ba'Migdash. But what about to bring for the new crop for a mincha in the Beis Hamikdash? That you're only allowed to start bringing the new crop of wheat from Shavuos onwards after they brought the Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem, that was the first mincha brought from new wheat that was grown that year. Now, Ein Meviyim Menaches Ubikurim or Minchas Behema Koidim Loimer. Like you're not allowed to bring from mincha from the new wheat, either Minchas Bikurim, from Stamma Menaches or Bikurim or Minchas Behema before the Korban Omer. Like we said, because then the Chodesh is Asatit, so you can't bring it for Mincha. V'im Hevi Posel, if you do bring it, the Mincha is Posel, because it's not something you're allowed, it's something you're not allowed to eat. What about Kodim L'Shtei Alechem, before Shavuos, let's say between Pesach and Shavuos, if somebody brings a Mincha from Chodesh, from the new crop, the new wheat, the Halacha is Lo Yov, you're not supposed to bring it. But V'im Hevi, if you do bring it, Kosher, you're still Yaitzi your Mincha, because the Maaseh, since a private person in regular Yisrael, is allowed to eat it, there's no more Issa Chodesh, even though you're not supposed to bring it for Mincha, you're not supposed to bring it to the base, to the Mizbeach, because the Torah's Mashma, the Shtei HaLechem, that you bring on Shavuos, that's supposed to be a Mincha Chadosha, that's supposed to be the first Mincha brought from the new crop, That's only though the chatchil of the mitzvah.
However, if you do bring it from the new crop, still the locher is kosher. It's kosher lemincha. Mishnah Zayin. Ha'achitim, that's wheat, v'asarim, that's barley, v'yakusmin, that's the spelt, v'shibel shol, that's oats, v'yashifun, that's rye. Chayovim b'chala. These are the five different types of tfuah that if you make a dough out of it, you chayav to take off chala from it. U'mitztor from zem zeh. And even though you need a shear, there's a certain amount, how much flour you have to be mechayv yourself in chala, that the locher is that, which is chameshas reboyim kemach. So the locher is mitztor from zem zeh. You don't have to have all the flour from one type. You could have half a flour of wheat, of barley, of kusmin, the raw material together. The yasurim b'chodesh. And all of them have the yisur chodesh. That means you're not allowed to eat from these tefuah before the second day of Pesach. You have the yisur chodesh applies to all these types of tefuah, these five types of tefuah. Alright, a turnover. Again, so the Mishnah says that these five minim, we have the yisur chodesh. So the Mishnah says, the yasurim b'chodesh m'fnei ha-Pesach. And now let eat the crop that grew like before Pesach up until you bring the oimer. Now umelixer melefnei oimer. You're not allowed to cut it down either or before the oimer. The midrabbanan, they don't want you to cut down the new crop before they bring the korban oimer because we're afraid maybe you come to eat from it. Now v'yim heshrishu koydim loimer. Let's say the crop that you grew, you planted, it was nishrash, means it started to grow before they brought the korban oimer. Then the locher is oimer matirin. That is, as long as you planted it before Pesach and the ashrosh of the root started to catch before they brought the korban oimer, that's the locher. The oimer is not. It's not. There's no yisur chodesh on it. The yimlov. Let's say they first planted it after the oimer. That's why you have to be careful about the wheat. A lot of times they plant it after Pesach, then asurim. Then that wheat that grows has an yisur chodesh on it. Achiyovi oimer habo, and it can't eat it until next year. Until after they bring the korban oimer, or the 16th day passes by of Nisan the next year. Mishnah Ches, koitzrim beis hashlochim shebamokim. You're allowed to cut down the new wheat even before the oimer, and the beis hashlochim means in the field that you have to water it. Shebamokim in the low valleys. And the pshat is that the tefuah that grows there is not so good, so for sure they're not going to use it for the oimer. Therefore, you're allowed to cut it down even before the oimer. Avoloi goitshin, but you're not allowed to make big piles like big storehouses from it, because then the chum were afraid maybe you come to eat from it. Anche Yericho, the people in Yericho, koitzren v'rotze chachamim, they cut down that tfuah even before the yomer with the heter of the chachamim. The chum said it's okay, because that tfuah was bad tfuah, and if they wouldn't cut it down, could be it get ruined. But v'goitshin, shalei v'rotze chachamim, they also made a big pile, a big storehouse out of it. That was not with the Rosh and the Chachamim. Like we learned before, the Chachamim said, this you should not do. However, the Chachamim did not stop them. The Chachamim were not Michu, they did not stop them. Now, the locher is Kaitzel Shachas. You're allowed to cut down the Tfuah, the new Tfuah, even before you bring the Korban Oimer. If you're doing it before it's fully grown, you want to give it to the animals to eat, that's Muta. In other words, it's Muta Ba, the Chodesh is Muta Ba Noah. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Eimer say, when is this? Bezman Shehischel. If you started to cut it down, Achle Hevi Shlish, before it grew a Shlish. Then you can even finish, even after it grows a Shlish. If it's a third grown. Rabbi Shimon says, Af Yiktsar V'yachol Af Mishay V'Shlish. No, you can even start to cut down this new wheat, even after it's grown a third already. As long as your purpose is, you're doing it to give it to the animals to eat. Mishnah Tess. Koitzrin Mifnei HaNetiyos. That means if you want to cut down the new wheat, even before the oimer, if you have young trees growing there, and you're afraid the wheat may ruin the young trees, therefore you're allowed to cut down the wheat even before the oimer. Mifnei beis oval, the same thing. You're allowed to cut down the wheat in your fields even before the oimer. If you want it from mokum of the beis oval, you want it to have a place an oval could sit down there and they'll make the brichas of elim. When they come back from the Beis HaKvaros, or else Bittul Beis HaMedrash, you don't have a place to have a shiur to learn there for the Talmidim, you're allowed to cut down your fields of wheat, even though it's before the Yomer. Now, lo yaso esim krichas, when you do cut down for these purposes, you should not make bundles out of them. Avo manichim tzvosim, but rather just leave them there.
just leave them bundles without being tied together. Mitzvah so'imer lovim min akoma. The mitzvah of the omer is to come from koma, from tfuah that's growing straight up. In other words, that means when you first cut down the barley, you should cut it l'shem mitzvahs ha'imer. Loi matzav, you don't find for the omer, you don't find it's still attached to the ground. Yavim in amor, then the effort you're allowed to bring from bundles already of barley, even though it was cut down before, not l'shma, not l'shem mitzvah, you're allowed to use these bundles of barley. Mitzvah some love him in a lot. The mitzvah is to bring it when it's still fresh, still like wet. Loi matzah, you don't find wet, fresh ones. Yavim in a yavish, you can bring dried out the barley. Mitzvah some liksa balayla. The mitzvah of the chiler is to cut down the barley at night, the night going into the 16th day of Nisan. Niksa b'yoyim, let's say you first waited to the day of the second day of Pesach, 16th day. Kosher, it's also kosher. And now the Mishnah says, like we learned before, v'doiches ha-Shabbos. Even if the 16th day of Nisan comes out on Shabbos, still the mitzvah of Ksiras Haimer is Doiche Shabbos.
Yeperek Yud Aleph. The Mishnah Aleph, Shtei HaLechem, that they brought the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos, the two special challahs, is Niloishos Achas Achas. They used to like knead the dough, each one separately. For each challah, they used to knead the dough by itself. They used to have an Isaron of Seilis, 1/10 of an Hefer, to make each one separately. Also, they would bake them in the oven, each one separately. Lechem aponim. What about lechem aponim that they had every Shabbos? The 12 of the lechem aponim is niloish echad echad. Each one separately used to have its own lisha, its own like you know, putting the flour and the water and the dough and the oil together, make each dough by itself. But v'nefe shnayim shnayim. When it came to baking in the oven, they used to bake two challahs the same time. They put two challahs into the oven together. They also had a special defus, like a special form that they would put the shtei lechem into it. And when they would take the lechem upon him out of the oven, they used to put it into a second defus, a second type of a form. In other words, to keep the form of the lechem. In order that each lechem, the shtei lechem, should not become ruined from its surah, from the type of a look that it has to have. Because the lechem had to look like a box. So therefore, it was in a special defus, a special box, to keep it in shape. So as soon as they took it out of the oven, they used to put it into another box, another form, to keep it in shape. Mishnah Beis. Echot shtei halechem v'yechad lechem aponim. Both, when they made the shtei lechem for Shavuos, or they made for every Shabbos, when they made it on Friday, for lechem aponim, lishoson v'yarichoson bachutz. The lishoson v'chosim means the making of the dough and the kneading of it. That could be done outside the Azorah. It does not have to be done in the Beis Hamikdash. But v'afiyosim b'fnim, after they had the dough all made, then they brought it inside to have a debate inside the Azorah. The afiya, the baking, was done in the Azorah. The einam doiches es Shabbos. These two were not doiches Shabbos. In other words, you have to bake the lechem upon him before Shabbos. And what did on Shavuos also, the shtei lechem is not doiches Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, kol ma'aseim b'fnim. No, everything was done in the Azorah. Even the lisha, the richosan, making of the dough, the kneading of it, that was also done in the Azorah. Rabbi Shimon says, he always used to say that shtei halechem v'lechem aponim ksheres b'azara. It's true, if you want to, you could make the aricha. You could knead it in the azara itself if you want to. Uksheres b'beis pogi. But it's also kosher to do it outside also. Beis pogi, that's even outside the chayim of the wall of the harabayis. It's outside the azara. He holds it's kosher to do it either place. And according to Rabbi Shimon, he holds even the afiyah, if you want the cross to be done outside. However, the Maisel Alokrid, like the Tanakamam, that we hold the Lishosim, Verichosim, was done outside the Azor, outside the Beis Hamikdash. Only the baking of it, that was supposed to be done inside the Azor. Mishnah Gimel. Chavite Kohen Gadol. The special mincha that a Kohen Gadol brought every single day, which was made from 12 chalas, that he brought half 6 in the morning and half 6 in the afternoon. Lishoson v'yarichoson v'yafiyoson b'fnim. Here everything had been done inside the Azara. The kneading of it, the making of the dough, and the baking of it, it was all done inside the Azara b'fnim.
Here was the Shabbos, because he had to bring it every single day. Even on Shabbos also, he had the mitzvah to bring his chavitin.
Tichunon vihar kedon einon deichon es haShabbos. Whoever grinding of the wheat and the harkoda, that's like sifting it out, that's not deichon Shabbos, since this was possible to be done on Erev Shabbos, so you have no heter to do it on Shabbos. And klal omer Rebbe Akiva, Rebbe Akiva said the general rule over here is that kol melocha she'ef shalol le'yosos mi'erev Shabbos, any type of a melocha for this mincha, that it's possible to be done Erev Shabbos, ain't a deiches Shabbos. Then you have no right to be deiches Shabbos, you can't do it on Shabbos. But what about the she'ef shalol le'yosos mi'erev Shabbos? Something like the kneading of it, the baking of it, that cannot be done Erev Shabbos, then a deiches Shabbos. When it comes to Yom HaShabbos, the Kohen Gadol has his mitzvah to bring his mincha chavitin today. Therefore, they're allowed to make the dough. They're allowed to bake it on Shabbos.
Mishnah Dalet. Kol ha-menachos yesh v'hem maisa kli b'fnim. For all the different type of menachos, they used to have special kelim, which was called the kli shoros that had kedusha on it, that was used b'fnim inside the azara. V'yein v'hem maisa kli b'chutz. But there was no special kli, like a kli shoros that had kedusha to it, that would be used for a mincha when it was done outside the azara. Like whenever they kneaded the dough outside the azara for the lechem aponim or the shteh lechem, or else the grinding of it or the sifting of it, it was not done with a special kli shoros. It was done with the stam kli shachulin. Now ketzer, how do we have this? How do we make the shteh lechem and the lechem aponim? So shteh lechem, when they made the shteh lechem, the special two breads for shvuas or korn shiva, it was long 7 tefachim. A tefach is 4 etzbois, like 4 inches. So it was long, came out something like 28 inches. For rochvon abo, and it was like 4 tefachim wide, it was like 16 inches wide. For karnoseyem arba etzbois, and by the corners of it, was also something sticking out by the corners, which was only 4 etzbois, like 4 inches.
Now, with each corner, like this keren, this corner was 4 etzbois. This was the shtei halechem. What about the lechem aponim, what they made for every Shabbos? That was orko asoro. Each one of the chalas, each one of the 12 chalas, was 10 tefachim long. That's around 40 inches long. The rochboi chamisha, and it was wide 5 tefachim, around 20 inches wide. The karnois of Shevat's voice, and by the corners here was like up a 7 inches, seven fingers. Rabbi Yehuda says Shalotita, he used to make a simon, a sign, not to forget, so he would said Zedad Yehaz. In other words, he used to say for the Shtei Halechem, Zayin Dalid, that means Zayin Tvachim was the Orkon, Dalid Tvachim was the Rochbon, and Dalet Etzbois was the Kanosa. That's the Zayin Dalet Dalet. And the second simon was Yehaz, Yud Hey Zayin is for the Lechem Aponim. It was Yud Tfachim long, it was Hey Tfachim wide, and Zayin Etzbois the corner. Ben Zayim Omer, Ben Zayim says, the Pasuk says, V'nosato al ha-shulchan Lechem Aponim Lefonai Tomid. You should put on the Shulchan Lechem Aponim always. That means it stayed there from Shabbos to Shabbos. And with Ashen Shihei Leponim, it's supposed to have a face like a form to it. And like we'll see in the next Mishnah, because of its sides to it, the sides of the form, it had a form on the lechem itself. Mishnah Hey, HaShulchan, how big was the Shulchan itself? The table that they used to put the lechem upon them on, HaShulchan Orko Asora. It was only 10 tefachim long. For roch by chamisha, and it was wide 5 tefachim. Now lechem aponim, how did they put lechem aponim? It exactly went on it. That orko yasoro, the length of it was 10 tefachim long as the shulchan. For roch by chamisha, and it was wide 5 like the shulchan. So now, how did they put the lechem aponim on the shulchan? So Rav Yud holds that noisein orkoi kineged rochboi. They would put the length of the lechem upon him by the width of the shulchan, shel shulchan. Even though the width was only 5 tefachim,
and we're saying now the length of the lechem was 10 tefachim. So the pshat is that, like it says, v'koyfol tefachayim u'mechtzom mikon, u'tefachayim u'mechtzom mikan. The way the lechem looked, it was only really 5 tefachim long, but then on both sides of it, the extra 2.5 tefachim, they would like fold upwards. It was folded over the koyfol, the lechem itself was folded upwards, tefachayim u'mechtzom mikan. There was 2 tefachim and a half on one side. So in other words, it looked like an upside down ches, that it was on the bottom straight 5 tefachim, and then it came up on one side 2.5 tefachim, then on the other side it came up 2.5 tefachim. So the length, instead of being 10 tefachim long, really was only 5 tefachim long, because the extra 5, like 2.5 on this side, 2.5 on that side, came up. So therefore, this length they put by the width of the shulchan. Nimtza comes out, orkoi memala kol rochba shel shulchan, that now the length of this lechem, which is only 5 tefachim, really long, fills up the whole width of the shulchan. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Meirim, and that's the way you have two different, rows of the lechem upon him, because two rows fit on the shulchan. Rabbi Meir says, Ha shulchan or kashne mosem. No, the shulchan was 12 tefachim long. Baruch by shishan was wide 6 tefachim. So how did they put the lechem upon him now? Lechem upon him or kayasar, true, the same thing. The lechem was only 10 tefachim long. Baruch by chamishan was wide 5. So nice saying they put or kay kineged roch by shulchan. Again, like the first man yama, they put the length of the lechem against the width of the shulchan. Lechem should have been 10 tefachim long. So how could that fit only on the width of 6 tefachim? The pshat is, again, like we had before, the kofel, he would fold over tefachayim mikan, 2 tefachim on one side of the lechem, or tefachayim mikan on the other side. So it comes out that the lechem was 6 tefachim long. So the 6 tefachim went against the width of the shulchan, which was also 6 tefachim wide. Now, utfochayim revach b'yemtza, comes out there was 2 tefachim left over in this in between to have space there. Kidei shetayin ruach menashavis b'neim, in order that there should be some air coming in between one lechem and the other lechem, that it should not become like spoiled. So these extra 2 tefachim, as the pshat is, each lechem was only wide 5 tefachim. So we're saying now we put the length of the 6 tefachim against the width of the shulchan. So it comes out, though, the width of the lechem was only 5, and the one next to it was also only 5. So it comes out you only use 10 tefachim of the length. So it comes out, and we said now, according to this man, the Yom Rabbi Meir, the shulchan was 12 tefachim long. So it comes out in between there was 2 tefachim empty, that there should be some air, space there for the air to come in and to keep the challahs like fresh. Abishol says, Shom hayu neisnin shnei bezich levoina. Now those two middle tefachim, they used to put the bezich, the cups of levoina. Shalechem upon them, they went with the lechem upon them. Omrulah, they said back to Abishol, no, v'aloi kfanema, doesn't the pasuk say, v'nosata al hamareches levoina zaka, that you have to put on top of the rows of the lechem, the levoina zaka, not in between, but on top. Omalehem, so Abishol says back, no. V'aloi kfanema, doesn't the pasuk say, v'olof matem menashe, which really means on the side of Shev matem menashe. So even though the pasuk says v'olof on top, sometimes it doesn't mean on top, it means right next to it. So here also, by the levoina, even though the pasuk says v'nasata al mareches levoina zaka on top, it doesn't mean really on top, but by the side would also be good. Right next to it on the side, that's also good. Mishnah Vav. Arbo senifim shel zov hayusham. This is the way the shulchan itself was made. Like first, of course, to have the actual table itself. Now, on the sides of the table, there were like 4 big beams that went straight up. 2 on each side, and on each end of the table. So that's called arbo senifim, like 4 beams, shel zov, made out of gold, hayusham, that went up, muftzolim meiroshayim, they were like carved out holes along this beam, shoyosayim chum behem,
that on that they used to put the kan of the rods to go straight across it to hold up the lechem upon him. Now, shnayim l'seyde zeh, u'shnayim l'seyde zeh, he had two beams like going up on one side of the table, and two beams going up on the other side of the table, in order to have the two rows of the lechem upon him going straight up on top of the shulchan. In other words, on the shulchan itself, there are two rows of lechem upon him going straight up. There are six on one side and six on the other side. Now, you can't just have the lechem, put one on top of another, or crush them. So what you had to do is you had to have like a pole rod there going straight across, to hold up each lechem upon him. So what held up the rod? There were like two beams going straight up on opposite sides of the shulchan. And then you'd have rods like small kanim, we'll soon see, going straight across from one beam to the other beam. And on top of these rods, they put the lechem upon him. So far we have four different beams going up, two on each end. Now, the Esrim Ushmoina Kanim, there were 28 rods that went across. Kechatzi Konachol, each one of them was like the half of a cone of a reed that was hollow, like a half of a bamboo stick. Now, Arba also Lesayde Zeh, there was 14 for one side, the Arba also Lesayde Zeh, and 14 for the other side. So the way they worked with the 14 was, like the bottom lechem upon him, that was on the shulchan itself. For that, you did not have to have any rods to hold it up. Now, the second, third, and fourth one, and fifth one, each one of those had three kanim going straight across. So for the four of them, for the four middle lechems, you had three kanim apiece. That was 12. And then for the top lechem upon him, since that didn't have so much weight on it, only one, they only had two rods going across. So together, it was 14 rods on one side, and 14 rods, there's sticks like to go straight across to hold up the lechem on the other side. Now the Mishnah says, Loi sid the konim, not putting in the konim, these reeds, into the beams. For lo niti losam, and not taking them away, doiches a Shabbos. This cannot be done on Shabbos. El, or rather, how do they do this? Nichnas mero Shabbos. They went in on Erev Shabbos, v'shemton, they took off the old lechem upon him, and they took off the old rods, v'noisnin li'orchon shal shulchan, and they put now for the length of the shulchan. In other words, they left these rods on the shulchan, but they did not use it on Shabbos. So when they came in on Shabbos, they just took off the old lechem and put on top the new lechem, one on top of another, but they did not put the rods in yet, like to leave a space between one lechem and another lechem. That they first did Moitzoy Shabbos. Right after Shabbos, that we come in now, then to set up the rods to go across, three to go across, in order to hold up the lechem upon him, to make a space between one and the other. So it comes out though, but on Shabbos itself, when they put the new lechem in the shulchan, it was just piled up one on top of another. Now, Kol Kelim Shoyeb HaMikdash, all the Kelim and the Mikdash, was Orkon Liorkoi Shabbos. The length of it was put according to the length of the Beis HaMikdash, which the length was between Mizrach and Maariv, from east to west. So the same thing also, the Kelim, the Orkon was between Mizrach and Maariv. Now Mishnah Zayin. Shnei Shulchanos Hoyu B'ulam Mibifnim Al Pesach HaBayis. They had two Shulchanos in the Heichel of the Beis HaMikdash, that's in the Ulam in the Heichel, means inside the Ulam. Al Pesach HaBayis means opposite the Pesach of the Heichel. Echad Shal Shayish, one was made out of marble, Shayish. V'yechad Shal Zov, one was made out of gold. Al Shal Shayish, the one made out of marble, Noisnim Lechem upon the Mechnisosim. That used to put Lechem upon him down when they first went in. V'yal Shal Zov, and on the gold one, V'tziyosim, and the way out, like the old Shteh Lechem upon him, that they would put on the gold one. Why? Shemal den Ba'kodesh V'loi Meridin. The cloud is you go upwards and not downwards. So you have to first start out with the Shal Shayish, and then end up with the Shal Zov. Now, V'yechet Shal Zov Mibifnim. There was one golden table, the real Shulchan, that was Mibifnim, inside the Kodesh. She'olov Lechem upon him Tomid. But on that, we always had the Lechem upon him. Like this was inside the Heichel, you had one Shal Zov. Now, Arbo Kahanim Nichnosim, they had four Kahanim go in, Shnayim biyodom shnei sedarim. Two of them had the two sedarim of lechem. Ushnayim biyodom shnei bezichim. And two of them had in their hands the shtei kapos, the two cups of levoina. V'yarbo makdimu lefneim. And four kanim went in before them. Shnayim lito shnei sedarim. Two of those kanim would first take off the 12 lechem aponims. Ushnayim lito shnei bezichim. And two of them would take away the two cups of levoina. Hamachnisim, the ones that went in, oimdim betzofen, they would stay on the north side. Upneim ledorim, and their faces were toward the south. Hamoitzin, the ones that were taking out the lechem upon him, the old ones, oimdim bedorim, they would stand on the south. Upneim ledorim, and their face was towards north. Elu moishchin v'elu manichim, these would take off and these would put down. In other words, exactly as soon as he took off the old lechem upon him, the other kanim were there to put in the new one. He took off this one, they put in this one right away. Shenemot, like the pasuk says, lefonai tamid. That like tamid means always, you always have to have the lechem upon him on the shulchan. So as soon as you take off the old ones, right away you have to put on the new ones. Rabbi Yossi says no. Afilu elu neitlen v'elu manichin, even though some first take off, and then they themselves first later put on again, so if it's done the same day on Shabbos, av zehoyse tamid. That's also called tamid. In other words, there shouldn't be a big hefsek, a day should not be in between, but as long as it was put together again, taken off and put together on the same day, that's also okay. Now, yotzu v'nosnu al shulchan shozov, they used to take the lechem now outside, and they would put it down on the golden table outside, Shayib Ulam, that was in the Ulam. And then, Hektiru HaBezichim, they would burn the Bezichim on Shabbos. V'hachalois, what they do with the Chalos, now the Chalos, the Shtei Lechem, the Lechem upon him, that they took out from the Shulchan on Shabbos, when they brought it outside, what did they do with these 12 Chalos? Mischalkos LaKahanim, it was given out to the Kahanim there. It was divided between the Mishmah that was going out and the Mishmah that was coming in. Because on every Shabbos, that's when they changed the watches of the Kohanim, there was a new Mishmah taking over. So they split it between them. Chol Yom Kippurim Lias B'Shabbos, what's going to be when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, is HaChalos Mischalkos Lerev. The Chalos are first divided up after Shabbos, after Yom Kippur by evening. Chol Lias Erev Shabbos, let's say Yom Kippur comes out on Erev Shabbos, so then Soyer Shoyom HaKippurim, the Soyer of Yom Kippurim, Nechol Erev, it's eaten, you could eat it on Shabbos, on Erev. In other words, this Soyer was brought on Yom Kippur itself on Friday. Now, then you're allowed to eat it for one day and one night, so therefore they're allowed to eat it at night time on Shabbos. HaBavliyim Oichle Noisoy Kishuchai Evnei Shedaiton Yofeh. That the Bavloyim means the people that came to be Eile Regal, the Kanan that came from Bavel to be Eile Regal, they used to be able to eat their meat raw. They did not have to cook it up. But when they shadait and yofa means they were not an istanis. They were able to take things to eat the meat raw. Yemishneches. Sider es lechem b'shabbos. Let's say they put the new lechem, the lechem upon him on the shulchan on Shabbos the way he's supposed to. V'yes ha'bezichem li'achar ha'shabbos. But the bezichim, the two cups of bezichim of levoina that they put after Shabbos, v'hikteras abzichim b'Shabbos, but they burn then the next Shabbos, they burn the bezichim on Shabbos. The lacher is psula. You should know this lechem upon him is possible, because the lacher is you have to have the lechem there on Shabbos, and you have to put the bezichim there also there on Shabbos. It has to be there from Shabbos to Shabbos. If you first put the bezichim after Shabbos, so that lechem had no kedusha to it. Therefore, the lechem is possible. It has no kedusha to the lechem. Therefore, v'yein chayovim aleihem mishum pigul. If you have kavon at the time when you're being makta the bezichim, tidit or to do it the wrong time, it does not become pigul because the lechem has no kedusha. The same thing noisa. There's no halach of noisa on this lechem if you leave it over tidit a day late because the lechem does not have kedusha since you did not put the bezichim there on Shabbos. V'tomei, it does not have a halach of tumor either. Because the lechem had no kedusha. Because in other words, in order for the lechem upon him to have kedusha, it has to be put there the right way. that means you have to put the lechem there on Shabbos, and the bezichem has to be put there on Shabbos also. And then you have to burn the old bezichem on Shabbos. What about sidiras lechem? Let's say you put the lechem on the shulchan on Shabbos. V'yes ha-bezichem b'Shabbos, and you also put the bezichem there on Shabbos. But v'ikteres ha-bezichem li'acha Shabbos, you first burnt the bezichem after Shabbos. You did not burn it on Shabbos the way you're supposed to. You burnt it first after Shabbos. The locker is possible, but again, the lechem is possible. Since the bezichem became possible, he left it overnight another day too long, it becomes possible, therefore the lechem is also possible. And again, v'yein chayovim aleim, you're not chayiv on this lechem now, mishum pigul, v'noise v'tomei. Since the lechem is possible, you don't have these yisurim. What about sidir es alechem v'yes abzichem liyach haShabbos? You first put the lechem upon him, and the bezichem on the shulchan after Shabbos, you missed it by a day, v'yikter es abzichem v'Shabbos, and then still you want to be burn the bezichem on Shabbos is also possible, it's no good, because it has to all three being done the same day on Shabbos. Now, Kate said, Yasa, what should you do with this lechem upon him in a case where it's like posel, it doesn't have kedusha yet? What can you do with it? So the locker is, Yani chenu l'Shabbos abo. You should leave over this lechem for the next Shabbos. In other words, leave it on the shulchan like for a week and a half. For come out like 2 weeks. Because the locker is, Shafilu hi ala shulchan yamim rabin. Even though it's on the shulchan for a long time, still the locker is, ain't the kachlum. There's nothing wrong with it. In other words, since the lechem does not have its kedusha yet, there's no psul of lina, so you can leave it on even a long time. Like this lechem will first get its kedusha by next Shabbos, and then it has to stay on until the following Shabbos. So the following Shabbos, that's when you would take it off and use it then. The Mishnah test. Shtei halechem on Shavuos, the shtei halechem we brought necholos ein pachos mishnayim.
All right, the Mishnah will continue on the next tape.